T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Kate Frogers, on the phone today, we have Dave from Lady A. What's going on, Dave?
Nothing. Hanging at the studio this morning and heading over to rehearsals for some Vegas stuff here this afternoon.
How exciting. You guys are getting ready to kick off your Vegas residency. How does a Lady A show compare to your show that you're going to do in Vegas?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been fun for us to look at the room and the theater. It's a really beautiful theater, almost kind of like the Ryman Auditorium or something, you know, about that size. And, you know, it's going to be fun because it provides us an opportunity to really tell the whole story of Lady A, you know, from the day we met, the whole beginnings of Lady A. You know, that environment, when it's that intimate, just allows you to kind of go off script and talk about, you know, kind of whatever you want to talk about. So we've got some good moments inserted in there, which is not what we can do when we're in a big amphitheater or arena, because you're just trying to fill that time and let people be, you know, on their feet the whole time. But for a theater, we can really tell the whole story. So the way we started, you know, it happened so organically. It was just really fun, and it's going to be fun to walk through that. And the way we wrote Love Don't Live Here, and, you know, those early songs I Run to You that came out on our first record, and kind of dig deep and tell some great stories about the whole journey of Lady A and where we are today.
All right, well, hey, being in Vegas, I want to know, out of all three members of Lady A, who is most likely to party all night, gamble, or just stay in their hotel room?
I guess one person can't do all three, right? That's a good question. I mean, Charles is our gambler. He's our, you know, kind of token gambler of the group. You can always catch him playing blackjack. I don't know. I mean, maybe Hillary's staying because she's got her three kids. We're going to take our kids out to Vegas, which I'm kind of nervous about.
But wow.
We're going to take all of our families out to Vegas. So she'll have three kids, you know, pretty young. So she may be staying in. I can hang. You catch me about once every couple weeks, I can put in an all-nighter. So I'd be up there, I think, ready to have a good time for sure.
Well, and Vegas is definitely a fun city. You guys are doing three rounds out there. Now, the third round is going to go down in August. Are you guys all about the Vegas pool party?
For sure. Absolutely. God, I mean, I feel like any time of year you can go out there and just kind of hang at the pool. It's a great, great spot for that.
And we also have a lot of other residencies that are going on. Any chance there's going to be a Lady A, Lady Gaga collab?
I would love it. I would love that. You know, I saw she's been kind of doing that Bradley Cooper song out on her shows, and he came up, and I was trying to look up the dates and see when she's out there. I'd love to just see her show in general and just be a fan in the audience. You know, she's such a unique talent with so many different facets to her career. But yeah, we should. We should get the ladies together. That'd be fun.
Ladies night out in Vegas.
So you're gonna,
that's right.
You're going to be in Vegas. If you had to put money down today on a Super Bowl winner, who's it going to be?
That's a great question. I've got two good Georgia Bulldog players in the Super Bowl, Sony Michel on the Patriots, Todd Gurley on the Rams. I love watching Todd Gurley play. I might have to go with the Rams. I know the Patriots are probably favored, being such, you know, notorious winners in history, but I got to go with the Rams. Todd Gurley can show up when he needs to.
You might have a ton of new Southern California fans,
yeah.
My friend. Good pick.
Let's go
it.
LA. Hey, heading into Vegas, did you get any advice from anybody about performing Vegas? Like, did you reach out to Garth or Shania or anybody like that?
You know what? Not to them, but a good buddy of ours, our old tour manager, works for the Cher, which
Ooh.
Is totally random. But yeah, she's done tons and tons in Vegas.
Yeah.
And I actually emailed him and talked to him a lot, because he's worked with her all kinds of years in Vegas. And so, yeah, Cher's tour manager used to be our tour manager, and he's a good buddy of ours now. But yeah, he gave us some great tips. He said, bring as many humidifiers as you can, because it's as dry as it gets out there. But, yeah, he had some good ideas about pacing it out. I mean, Hillary and I are going to rent a house together, so we're going to rent a home and have our kids together. So that was a tip from him to kind of make it feel a little more homey and not like, you know, cooped up in the hotel for a number of weeks with the kids and stuff. So little things like that about just kind of how to pace it out and how to kind of do the show. And I don't know, I love Garth and Shania, both of their shows. I mean, Shania I saw a couple years ago and God, there's a lot of huge production moments, which are so just, you know, synonymous with who she is. And I love that Garth did the acoustic thing. So I feel like we're hoping to land somewhere in the middle of that. You know, like I said, we're able to tell the stories of how we met, the early years of Lady A. But, you know, we got songs like You Look Good and Bartender, and we got our horn section that's going to join us out there in Vegas.
Yes.
So it's going to be a little bit of, like, some of the big, loud, fun moments, but as well, stripping it down and just talking about how we write songs and why we're doing what we're doing. So
I think you should ride in on a horse, though, like Shania. You should totally steal that from her.
I should, although Shania told us one time the horse pooped on stage, so I don't know if I want to risk that. So.
All right, we don't want
okay,
that.
Maybe not.
Dave, every Friday, Kelly and I do this thing called the Weekend Wager, where we'll bet on something, and then when we come back Monday, the loser has to do something. They have to pay off the bet. This weekend, I lost, and I had to eat baby food. You have a newborn yourself. Do you ever eat Lily's food? Do you ever just taste it?
Sometimes. I mean, she's now doing like regular food or whatever, which I guess it's all human food, but regular food, like we're eating as adults.
Did you
tasted like the packets. Like the packets are kind of mushed up apples and kale and random things, which are kind of interesting. They're like little smoothie things, but I'll taste those. Not like the baby stuff, like smushed peas. I can't do that.
Well, Kelly was nice enough to bring in some jars of, what was it, roast? What was
it? It was beef and beef broth. That was so bad, it made me gag when I opened it.
Oh.
There were some flavors that I was looking at. I'm like, there's no way a baby eats this. So I wasn't sure if that's what Lily got and if you were crazy enough to try it yourself. But I didn't enjoy it this morning.
Yeah, it's not that good. We were very quick to move to like just, you know, chicken and vegetables or macaroni and cheese. We like, as quick as we could do that, we did that.
So, smart.
Yeah, I'm with you. The baby food's interesting. I don't know what is in there that they love about it, but it's just like, ugh. I'm with you.
It's only when they're babies, so they don't remember it when they grow up because they won't eat ever again.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Dave, we look forward to seeing you and the whole bunch. Lady Antebellum going out to Las Vegas. It's our kind of Vegas. The residency is going down at the Pops Casino Resort, and we are so looking forward to seeing you.
Absolutely. Appreciate y'all's support, and go Rams, man. Some exciting stuff coming up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.